Lena, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
It's funny you mention this because yesterday my kids had football practice and I was talking with a dad who happens to be a physical education teacher in my school district. And I told him that it's just bizarre that my kids only have physical education once or twice a week, depending on the semester. And we just started reminiscing about the olden days. And I knew I was going to have you on the program, and I thought it was kind of interesting how I had that conversation. Tell me about your testimony at the state capitol.
Sure. There was two bills, and I testified on 4923 related to physical education requirements in our school. Basically, we have one of the weakest state laws in the country related to school code for physical education. Right now, it basically says that PE must be offered. So what that means is you could have 1 minute of PE in sixth grade and be in compliance with our law. And so there's a big movement across the country, not only to, in Michigan, to change our law, but across the country, because we know with the advent of this childhood obesity epidemic and the other health risks that occur from that, that physical education is really the primary way that we can help combat that. So I was there yesterday to the House committee talking about that.
Is there data, is there information in more than one source that showcases the fact that kids who have physical education every day are less likely to be obese?
Yes, actually, there's a couple studies that have shown that. One more recently this summer, I believe. I just had my reference out for that, and I can't find it. But yes, they showed that daily PE does decrease obesity by 28%. There's been other studies that show incrementally, even day by number of days that you have PE a week, that you can reduce the incidence of obesity and overweight in our kids. And there's also a large majority of studies that show that students who are skilled are more likely to be physically active. And we know if you're more physically active, you're burning calories and, of course, can help decrease or prevent obesity.
Well, Dr. DeYoung is with the Michigan Fitness Foundation. What is the Michigan Fitness Foundation?
Sure. We were formed in Michigan, I believe, in 1994, is sort of the right arm to the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness, which was formed in 1992. And we really carry out the programs. And our mission is to create a physically educated population with the knowledge, skills, and safety to be active in communities that allow for activity.
I know that you have a partnership with Healthy Kids Healthy Michigan, which is a coalition here in the state of Michigan. What is Healthy Kids Healthy Michigan?
Sure. Well, they're a coalition, I believe, of about 110 organizations comprised of executive-level decision makers dedicated to addressing childhood obesity and improving the health of Michigan's youngest residents.
Well, I know in these times of budget cutting, PE is one of the first things to go, because I know you're going to hear parents who say, come on, it's PE, they're just playing dodgeball anyway, what's the point?
Well, we have been working on that problem for a long time. There's a difference between quantity of physical education and quality of physical education. And here in Michigan, we were fortunate, probably in this case, to be a leader across the country in funding and creating a physical education curriculum for our youth here called EPIC, or the Exemplary Physical Education Curriculum. And we go to great lengths teaching, having in-service and workshop with teachers and providing our materials. That does not include things like dodgeball or the old things we may think of, the old school PE. We're really about teaching to content standards, which define what students should know and be able to do, just like any other subject area. And it is very important not only to move our kids around, but that's only one of six of our things that we try to accomplish. We try to impart motor skills, knowledge, physical activity, but also fitness, which are two distinct different things, personal social skills, and valuing of physical education. So we go well beyond just playing games, and we certainly don't play dodgeball. We should never use students as human targets.
Well, it's interesting what you say, Dr. DeYoung, because the school district where my kids are, they aren't just playing football, basketball, and baseball. They start their classes out with stretching and warm-ups, and they are more not only about fitness but about skill building and helping these kids just become better with their bodies. And I find that quite interesting.
Yeah, well, absolutely. As I said earlier, we know people who are skilled feel more competent, then therefore they're more confident, and they will want to be physically active, not only now, but in the future.
All right, well, what should parents do if they want to support your efforts to get not only phys ed in to make sure that it's in all schools, but to make sure it's more of a balanced part of the education process?
Sure, because absolutely educating the whole child is important. Well, I think there's a couple things. First of all, at the state level, certainly call the your legislators and say that you're familiar with these bills, not only for physical education but health education, and that you're in support of them passing. By the way, the requirements, the time requirements that are in those bills are still very minimal. 2 days a week for 30 minutes offering a physical education at elementary, and 45 minutes 5 days a week for only one semester in middle school. Those are far from the ideal, but at least it's a starting point and far above where we are right now. In addition to contacting your state representatives or senators, hopefully the bill will come up there soon also, just contacting your local school boards, your local administrators, and talking about how important physical education is. And that we need it in our schools and for our kids not only to be healthy but to learn.
And one more question I have for you, Dr. DeYoung. Michelle Obama has been criticized for her efforts to fight childhood obesity, especially when it involves you using taxpayer dollars or dollars that come from the stimulus plan. A lot of folks believe, and we've heard the phone calls and seen the emails right here on this program, that they think that there are other needs that not only students have, but other needs that we could be using the tax dollars for. Respond to that.
Well, certainly I applaud her for starting this initiative. It's been well needed. You know, obesity was declared an epidemic back in 2001. So it has been pretty much silent out there as a problem until she has helped bring it to the forefront more recently. And I think it is all about education. If people really knew, and we don't have time to go into that today, the consequences of physical inactivity in this obesity epidemic. Not only are our kids showing early signs of diabetes, heart disease, and we know that they're much more prone to die early of things like heart disease, cancer, stroke, but also the financial consequences that this is bringing to our business community and to our nation as a whole because of these concomitant health problems that come along with it. So I think it's an education problem, and the more we can have shows like this, the more we can hear from Michelle Obama and her staff, I think people are going to be educated, and they're going to be on board instead of questioning why.
Dr. Glenna DeYoung is with the Michigan Fitness Foundation, which is a part of Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you.